Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The DH, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Kevin Ritz. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Eric Fox. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Gene Nelson. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive for a single. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Gladden. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lansford moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Canseco takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kreuter fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kreuter. Canseco moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball towards left. Carrion catches it and throws to Phillips, who throws to Whitaker to double up Baines. Canseco tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gladden strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tettleton. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire is walked intentionally. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kreuter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kreuter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kreuter moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kreuter moves to third. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kreuter scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fryman hits a line drive towards short. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a line drive into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a line drive into right field. Tettleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fielder moves to second. One out. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Kreuter and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown bunts towards the mound. Ritz fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. 1 out. John Keeley now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Carrion. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley throws to first for 1, and Bergman throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lansford scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Jerry Brown now playing right field. Mike Bordick now playing second base. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fryman strikes out. 1 out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tettleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gladden for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quirk moves to second. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bergman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a ball on the ground for a single. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kreuter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground for a single. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The game is over. The final score. Oakland Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.